Lenny was roaring, with one hand clutched to his face, staring out between his splayed fingers, his eyes streaming. Hugh Brennan was holding his not-inconsiderable gut and braying like a donkey stuck in a mud hole. Mark St. Pierre was howling uncontrollably and saying he was going to piss himself, he'd drunk too many cokes and he was going to spray his fucking jeans. I was laughing so hard I couldn't hold my cards. The nerves in my right hand went dead, my fingers relaxed, and those last few winning tricks fluttered into my lap. My head was pounding, and my sinuses were full. Stoke made the bottom of the dip, where the walk started. There he paused, and for some reason did a crazed 360 spin, seeming to balance on one crutch. The other crutch he held out like a machine gun, as if in his mind he was spraying the whole campus. Kill Kong, slaughter proctors, bayonet those upperclassmen. And the Olympic judges give him all tens, Tony DeLuca called in a perfect sports announcer's voice. It was the final touch. The place turned into bedlam on the spot. Cards flew everywhere. Ashtrays spilled, and one of the glass ones, most were just those little aluminum table talk pie dishes, broke. Someone fell out of his chair and began to roll around, bellowing and kicking his legs. Man, we just couldn't stop laughing. That's it, Mark was howling. I just drowned my jockeys. I couldn't help it. Behind him, Nick Prouty was crawling toward the window on his knees with tears coursing down his burning face and his hands held out, the wordless begging gesture of a man who wants to say, make it stop before I burst a fucking blood vessel in the middle of my brain and die right here. Skip got up, overturning his chair. I got up. Laughing our brains out, we groped for one another and staggered toward the window with our arms slung around each other's back. Below, unaware that he was being watched and laughed at by 24 or so freaked-out card players, Stoke Jones was still, amazingly, on his feet. "Go rip-rip," Ronnie began to chant. "Go rip-rip," Nick joined in. He had reached the window and was leaning his forehead against it, still laughing. "Go rip-rip. Go, baby. Go. On, rip-rip. Mush those huskies. Work those crutches, big boy. Go, you fucking rip-rip." It was like the last play of a close football game, except everyone was chanting, "Go rip-rip," instead of "hold that line" or "block that kick." Almost everyone. I wasn't chanting, and I don't think Skip was either, but we were laughing. We were laughing just as hard as the rest. Suddenly I thought of the night Carol and I had sat on the milk boxes beside Holyoke, the night she had shown me the snapshot of herself and her childhood friends, and then told me the story of what those other boys had done to her, what they had done with a baseball bat. At first they were joking, I think, Carol had said. And had they been laughing? Probably, yeah. Because that's what you did when you were joking around, having a good time. You laughed.